We are going to have a grand final in Perth. The end of a most extraordinary night's finals football.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Righto, get it out of the way. Moss is on the phone. Apparently Liverpool played during the course of the week. Is that right?
Good morning, Phil Moss.
Good morning, Dave Stanley. How are you?
I'm very good, mate. Jimmy is absolutely filthy.
Is Jimmy Smith in there this
morning? He's filthy.
What's Jimmy filthy about?
Well, no, I'm not filthy.
He hates Liverpool having success and his Manchester United going like bastards.
Yeah, well, some would say that you need humility in this world, Dave Stanley. You've got plenty of it, but
fair enough, too.
In that department sometimes. But it's good to see him so tribal about the team that he supports.
Very much so. You must still be on cloud nine. I mean, that performance when we spoke to, I know that we spoke to yourself and Robbie Slater on the weekday version of the Big Sports Breakfast, and Robbie had suggested it was their greatest win ever, Liverpool.
Yeah, look, I couldn't argue that, but let's just put Liverpool aside for 1 second and just talk about the week that was in football, both in Europe and in the A-League on Friday night with Perth Glory. And I don't remember a week like it in the World Game. It was just remarkable, the results, the football, the quality, the rollercoaster of emotions in all the games. I'm talking about Champions League, Europa League and A-League. It was just incredible, and if you didn't strap yourself in, you'd end up in a world of pain, because it was just a remarkable week. But Liverpool to overturn a 3-0 aggregate deficit against a team like Barcelona, the way they did, and we did talk, guys, about some magical nights at Anfield that have gone before last week, but really. It was pipe dream stuff that we were hoping for, but they delivered and how, and who would have picked the Rigby and Wijnaldum to be the heroes on the night with a couple of goals each, and just the way Liverpool, that energy and what they put into that performance as a team just shows that despite the presence of Lionel Messi, who is just the best footballer I think the world's ever seen, they still came away with a magnificent win and another final spot.
The importance of the game may not have been there, but I tell you what, the game on Friday night over in Perth was as good as you'll get from an A-League point of view. They're going to host the grand final of Perth Glory. Well, depending on who wins today, I think Perth Glory will be favourites to win that. Yep. That is absolutely a huge result in the history of that franchise, Mossy.
It certainly is, Jimmy. It was a remarkable game. It's not very often, having been a coach in the A-League, that I find myself sitting on the couch yelling at the TV screen over an A-League game because you stay impartial. But it was, again, the rollercoaster of emotions that Marco Kurtz and Tony Popovich and their players would have felt in that game. I mean, Perth were hosting the grand final. I think it was a collective 4 or 5 times before they actually nailed the result. And then Adelaide were in control of the game at certain points, you know, if not on the scoreboard, because they levelled it with the last kick of the game to send it into extra time. And then that penalty shootout, Liam Reddy and Paul Izzo.
Wow.
It was just incredible. It really was. You couldn't script it, but you do feel that justice was done off the back of Perth's season. And that is the tricky part about our system, is if you finish first or second, you get the week off, first week of the finals off. It sometimes is difficult to get going in that first final game, and obviously a little bit of rust from losing your momentum and also the nerves. That in some ways, that first finals game is trickier to negotiate than the grand final itself because of the way it all comes about. So credit to Perth Glory, credit to Tony Popovich. They will host the grand final. It'll be on the Sunday next weekend because we've got the federal election on the Saturday.
Right.
But Perth certainly put themselves in the box seat to lift the toilet seat.
Where will that be? Just before I ask about today's match, it won't be at Optus, will it?
I believe it is.
Oh, it is at Optus?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe it's at Optus.
So yeah. How big is, what's the capacity of Optus?
62,
is it? 62. And I know that Allianz, I'm just wondering if they could break a record, if they could break a grand final because I know those Raw games were about 52,000, 53,000. So
very good point.
It could be a record for the A-League. Yeah. I hope the fans of Perth come out, Mossy.
Yeah, it could well be. And there's, you know, a precedent set, obviously, as you just alluded to. I know the grand final at Suncorp against Brisbane in 2011 with the Mariners, we had, I think, just over 51,000, I think yep. it was. So, yeah, look, it could well be broken. And I think Perth have now switched on as a state, WA as a state, has switched on to this football team. And you know, the chance to be part of history, because they've won their first piece of silverware in the A-League era with the Premier's plate. But this is the one they really want. And Tony Sage, the owner, you have to put your hat off to him for the investment he's made
yes.
over many, many years and the shrewd investment in getting Tony Popovich across.
All right, well, what about today? Sydney FC v Melbourne Victory. And I've been saying this all week. They don't like each other, do they? There's a lot of feeling between these two teams.
Do you know what, Dave? All week I've had this feeling because that semi-final last season was my last involvement in the A-League. When Terry Antonis ripped our hearts out with that memorable goal in extra time with another seesawing game. And it's evoked emotions in me this week. And I was just an assistant coach for Sydney FC at the time. So you can imagine Stevie Corriger and the, you know, inside the dressing room at Sydney that, you know, those memories, that was a bitter, bitter way for our season to end. And you can just imagine what's going on behind the scenes going into this game. And Kevin Muscat will be doing the same things behind the scenes, but obviously they go in with the confidence knowing that they won it last year. So it's going to be a very interesting game. Big Blues throw things up that you just don't expect. So it should be an absolute cracker. I'm going to go with Sydney FC just home ground advantage. They've had the extra day recovery from the Asian trip during the week, although Kevin Muscat didn't take many of his top line players.
Yep.
But I just think at home, and Sydney have been very good at Jubilee Oval this season, so I think they may just get it in a tight one.
All right. Okay. Sydney FC, $2.30 there. And just quickly before you let you go, Eugene Galekovic, who's a guy I haven't followed his career very closely, but I'll tell you what, you have great respect for the way he plays. It's decided to call it quits, Mossy.
Absolute gentleman, Jimmy.
Right.
Eugene Galekovic. He's been a pillar of strength for the clubs that he's played for. Obviously, renowned probably mainly for lifting the trophy for Adelaide as captain a few years ago back at Adelaide Oval on a remarkable grand final day. And, true gentleman, great ambassador, and above all, a great person, fantastic goalkeeper.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, we wish him all the best in life beyond football. Well done, Mossy. You didn't gloat too much, which is refreshing because I guess Ray's not here, another Liverpool supporter, so...
I have to tell you, Jimmy, I was at my brother's wedding yesterday, and a couple of avid listeners, Luke and Sal from Colleroy Plateau, their whole family listened to you every single Sunday morning. Yeah. So I promised them a shout out. So there it is, Luke and Sal.
Did you apologise for them? Gee, waking up with Jimmy Smith every Sunday. There's got to be better things you can do, surely. No, I'm jigging.
Yeah, no.
Actually, it's getting a bit violent. I'm going to slide over here a little bit.
Well done, Johnny, too, batting overs considerably there.
Don Bradman.
Absolutely. Good on you, Mossy. We'll speak next week.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Phil.
Phil Moss there with all the latest in the world of football.